FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
He is. Trish Regan is with us this morning. Author.
Trick tickets sound pretty good.
Hey, you what? You like? Are you a Poison fan?
More Cheap Trick than Poison.
Oh, okay.
What was
all
the
right.
Song, I Want You to Want Me? Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Cheap. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's awesome. That's true. Very true. I didn't know that. Well, if you want to fly in this weekend, we might be able to set you up.
There you go.
That's good.
I like St. Louis.
Trish, what is your reaction to this NFL news? I know you're on Outnumbered talking about these political issues sometimes. Do you think it's true that the NFL felt the pinch of declining ratings the last couple of years, and that's why they finally reacted to this?
Heck yeah, I do. I do. I think, look, there's something special about football. There's something special about our national anthem, obviously. You know, I'm a former singer, and so I've sung it many a time, and to this day, every time I sing it, you get a little bit of a goosebump sensation, right? Right up your arm, because I don't know, something the power of the music, the power of the lyrics, the power of what it means to be an American is pretty extraordinary. And because we're Americans, we've had so many opportunities. You look around the world, right, Mark? And, you know, we should all thank God every single day that we have been born in this country with the access to opportunities that we have. And that includes those football players. I mean, they're paid a lot of money to get out there and play football, an American sport, and they're lucky. They're very, very lucky. I mean, they're talented, but they're also very lucky. And it's something when you see that kind of sense of, you know, them being ungrateful in any way, it doesn't sit well with the American public. Of course their ratings went down.
Right.
Of course they did. Because I can't tell you how many people that were diehard football fans that were so turned off by them sort of thumbing their nose at what makes this country so great and having the pride of being an American that they're like, you know what, I don't need to watch this. I'm not going to watch this. And yes, the NFL felt the heat. The owners felt the heat. And thus they had to change their tune.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, it also comes down to the fact that I don't know what's going on at Fox these days, but in our world here in radio in St. Louis, your employer still gets to dictate how you act when you're at work. And that's also an issue here. Colin Kaepernick, all of these folks perfectly willing to go out on the street corner somewhere and protest all they want. But if you're doing it in the workplace, when you're on the clock making millions of dollars a year, your employer has a right to set some guidelines.
Look, the reality is not only are they athletes and they're great athletes, but they're entertainers.
Yes.
Football is American entertainment. And so, you know, if you're in the chorus line at the Rockettes, right, and they, you know, want you to dance to Winter Wonderland, you're out there and that's what you do. I'm sorry, but that's what you're getting for your paycheck. Now, obviously, within reason, you're not going to do anything that would put anyone in any kind of harm or that would be. But I'm sorry, when your employer wants you to stand up for the national anthem because it's important to business, because it's important to ticket sales and to ratings, and you're going to protest that?
Yeah.
You know, as you said, Colin Kaepernick can do it on his own time. He's welcome to adopt a political agenda on his own time. He can inspire all the change he wants, but not on his employer's time. He's being paid to do a job.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because I think if you knelt in the middle of a Rockettes kick line, that could be dangerous too, right? It could be dangerous to your health. It's a great point. Trish, thank you so much for your time this morning at Trish_Regan on Twitter. And we will look for you on the Intelligence Report weekdays at 1 here on the Fox Business Network. Thank you.